理课堂听 class.com。
Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Beth. Well, students, do you like music? Do you like history? Well, if you like both, then you're in for a special treat today. Our lesson today covers both music and history.
That's right. Our article is about the Tambourine Festival of Agen Province, a city in southeastern France. Now, of the many festivals held in the city, the Tambourine Festival is one of the most popular.But the tambourines played during this yearly festival aren't the typical tambourines you often see these days, like the one I'm holding in my hand. Beth, I will play the tambourine.
Wow, that's a great tambourine solo, Rachel. And you're right. Those tambourines at this yearly festival in France are not like this one. They're different. They're actually more like drums, and they're played the way they were played during the Middle Ages.See, this really is a musical history lesson.
It sure is. Well, let's get ready to learn more. Students, I hope your magazines are open to page 26 and follow along with us with today's reading.
The Tambourine Festival of Agen Province, an annual event that celebrates the musical history of this region in France.Just like the ancient Romans who founded the city, visitors to Agen Province are delighted by its natural hot springs. But these days, celebrations that revolve around the city's rich musical heritage are an even bigger draw. Of the many festivals hosted by Agen Province each year, the Festival of Tambourines is one of the most popular. In 1982,The first festival was held to honor this instrument. For the French, the tambourine has traditionally signified merrymaking and freedom. The instrument appeared in parades during the French Revolution. Not typical tambourines. These are actually large cylindrical drums that are almost 1 meter in length. Drummers play them the way they were played during the Middle Ages, drumming the tambourine with one hand,while playing a flute with the other. In this manner, they stroll through the city making music, serenading locals and tourists alike. What to expect? Over 300 musicians typically gather for the annual event, and the festival showcases some of the greatest tambourine players, teachers, and composers in the world. Festival-goers are treated to evening concerts, drumming contests,and impromptu performances on the streets. The Festival of Tambourines is more than just a pleasant musical festivity. It's also a glimpse into the musical spirit of the people in the region.
Welcome back. Now, before we get into our text, let's talk about the tambourine. Beth, would you like to tell our friends exactly what a tambourine is?
I'd love to. A tambourine is a percussion instrument that has a small drum head with metal jingles attached to it. Rachel just played it for us. You play the tambourine by shaking it or striking it.
That's right. It's a fun instrument to play. So now that we know what a tambourine is, let's look at line one, where we see that Agen Province was founded or built by the ancient Romans. And just like those ancient Romans who...by the way, founded the city in 120 BC, today's visitors are delighted by the city's natural hot springs. Now, there are many hot springs in Asia, so I'm sure you're familiar with them, friends. A hot spring is a natural flow or source of warm water, usually water that is of a higher temperature than the human body.
That's right. People like to sit in hot springs and relax. The hot water feels good on your skin. And people enjoy visiting these hot springs in Aix-en-Provence. But now there are other attractions in the city that bring in more people than the hot springs. In line 5, we read, These days, celebrations that revolve around the city's rich musical heritage are an even bigger draw. Let's break that sentence down a bit. In this usage, the word revolve means to be centered around or simply about. So we're talking about celebrations that are about the city's rich musical heritage. And we have our first key word of the day there. Rachel, what is it?
The word is heritage. Heritage. Now, heritage is something that is passed down from generation to generation. It's something that people inherit. Now, you've probably heard of the word inherit, I-N-H-E-R-I-T, and that is similar to the word heritage. If you inherit something, you receive it from someone who has lived before you. For example, when parents pass away, their children often inherit things from their parents.
That's right. And something that you inherit is part of your heritage. In this article, we're talking more about cultural heritage rather than physical things that are a part of your heritage. In this sense, heritage can include traditions or customs that have been given to younger generations as part of their culture. In this article, these musical traditions of Aix-en-Provence have been passed down from previous generations, and they make up a rich part of the city's culture.
So these celebrations that revolve around the city's musical heritage are an even bigger draw than the hot springs. That's surprising. Now, you may not be familiar with this usage of draw, so let's explain it. In today's text, to draw means to cause to move in a particular direction, as if you're being pulled. So people are being drawn to or pulled to these musical celebrations.
Moving on in our article, we see that of the many festivals hosted by Aix-en-Provence each year, the Festival of the Tambourines is one of the most popular. This event dates back to 1982, when the first tambourine festival was held.
Well, that's very interesting, Beth. It's only actually 26 years old, but for these last 26 years, the people of Aix-en-Provence have been honoring their tambourine. And what has this special instrument signified for the French people? Well, moving on, we see that it has traditionally been a sign of merrymaking and freedom. Now, I'm sure most of you have heard the phrase, Merry Christmas. And you know that merry just means happy or joyful. Merrymaking is the act of taking part in a festive or merry celebration. When someone is merrymaking, they are making people happy. So the tambourine, obviously, has been making people happy for many years. And not only people are made happy, this is also a symbol of freedom. Isn't that right, Beth?
That's right. We see in our article that the tambourine was used during parades during the French Revolution. Now, the French Revolution was a time during the late 1700s when there was a lot of political and social unrest in France. It was a major time of change in France, both for the society and for the political system. During the French Revolution, the country was changed from a system to where the king had absolute power to a republic in which the people had the right to govern themselves.
And after the revolution, the citizens of France were no longer powerless, as most of them were during the old system. After the revolution, they were free citizens with equal rights. So the tambourine has become a symbol of freedom. Now, moving on to line 15, we see that the tambourines we are talking about are not typical tambourines. These are actually large cylindrical drums that are almost 1 meter in length.
Now, cylindrical is an adjective that describes something that is shaped like a cylinder. A cylinder has a tall, round shape and is flat at both ends. You can think of a tree trunk or a pole, which are both cylindrical. If you look at the picture at the top of page 26 in your magazines, you'll see this cylindrical-shaped drum that we're talking about.
That's right. So these traditional tambourines are actually more like tall drums, which are quite different from the modern tambourines you and I are familiar with. Well, friends, we have lots more to learn in today's lesson, but now it's time to visit Doris and Ken in the chat room. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. We're happy to have Doris here for a chat today. Hi, Doris.
Well, hi, Ken. It's good to be back. Well, Ken, do you have a question for me today?
I sure do. What does founded mean? Our lesson begins by saying, the ancient Romans who founded the city. Why is there ed after the word found? Isn't found already past tense?
Well, found is the past tense of find. But founded is the past tense of found. And that's a different word, meaning to establish or set up.
So you can found something?
Sure. You can found a company or a business.
You founded Studio Classroom, right?
Yes, I did. So people call me the founder of Studio Classroom.
Well, I'm glad you founded this magazine so we can all learn English from you. 注意 found 这个字，你大概会认为它是 find 的过去式。其实 found 本身也是一个动词，就是建立、创立、创办的意思。它的过去式就是 founded, F-O-U-N-D-E-D。而一个创办人呢，就是 founder, F-O-U-N-D-E-R。Doris, what about the founding fathers? Who are they?
Well, the founding fathers were the people who signed the U.S. Constitution in Philadelphia back in 1787. They included people such as Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams. You can call them the founders of America.
The founding fathers 指的是美国的开国元老，也就是在 U.S. Constitution 美国宪法上签名的各个国父。Okay, let's take a break. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Welcome back, everyone. If you've just joined us, we're learning about the Tambourine Festival.Of the Ajan province. It's an annual festival, and annual, as you know, means yearly, and this festival celebrates the musical history of the city of Ajan province.
Right, and we learned before the break that Ajan province has been holding these tambourine festivals since 1982. For the French, the tambourine is a symbol of merrymaking and freedom.We also learned that the tambourines in this festival are quite different than the tambourines we usually think of today. Right, Rachel?
Yes, these tambourines are actually more like tall drums, and they have a cylindrical shape and are almost 1 meter in length. Wow, that's pretty big. So let's move on now and see exactly how these tambourines are played. In line 17, we read that the drummers play them the way they were played in the Middle Ages.Now, the Middle Ages is a term we commonly use to refer to a period of European history from about, 400 AD to, 1500 AD?
That's right. And during the Middle Ages, Europe became more urban and more cities were being established. During the Middle Ages, there were also many military and political events that happened, and they led to the way Europe is divided today.And the people of Ajan province haven't forgotten their heritage from the Middle Ages, as they still keep this style of tambourine playing alive.
So I know what you're thinking, students. How was the tambourine played during the Middle Ages? Well, players drummed the tambourine with one hand while playing a flute with another, just like in the picture at the top of your magazine page. And remember, a flute is an instrument with finger holes or keys,that players blow into to produce sound.
Right, and most modern flutes are played horizontally, but this one is played vertically and actually more like a recorder. And I know many people here in Asia play the recorder, so you're familiar with this instrument. So when these musicians beat their cylindrical drums with one hand and play the flute with the other hand, in this way they stroll or they walk slowly through the city making music, serenading locals and tourists alike.
Wow, that must take quite a bit of talent to be able to do that. And Beth, you just said one of our word bank words, serenade. Now, when you serenade someone, you sing a song for them, or you play a piece of music on an instrument for them. We usually think of a man serenading a woman as a way of him showing his love for her.
So, Rachel, have you ever been serenaded by a boy who liked you?
Actually, Beth, I have a funny story. I was serenaded one time in college. This boy liked me, and I was just doing my homework in my dorm room when I heard some small rocks hitting my window. I looked outside, and a boy that I'd just met a few days earlier was outside my window trying to get my attention. When he saw me looking at him, he started serenading me. He started singing love songs, and Beth, he was singing really loud. I couldn't believe it. I was a little bit embarrassed, but also a little pleased, because it's kind of nice to have somebody sing love songs to you.
It really is, and he sounds like he was a really bold and brave boy to serenade you like that. But we know at this Festival of the Tambourines in France that it's not quite like that, but the tambourine players stroll through the city serenading both local people and tourists with their drums, their tambourine drums, and with playing the flute. Well, moving on, the title of our next section is What to Expect. So we're going to learn what happens during this annual event. Over 300 musicians usually gather for the festival, showcasing some of the world's greatest tambourine players, teachers, and composers. Now, showcase is another one of our vocabulary words. Showcase is a verb that means to display, exhibit, or present. For example, a museum can showcase beautiful paintings, or a jewelry store can showcase beautiful diamond rings.
And in this case, we're talking about showcasing talented musicians to display and present their musical skills. Tambourine players, teachers, and composers are all there at the festival, and they want to show their talents. Remember, everyone, a composer is a person who writes music. So with all those talented musicians present at the festival, we see in line 25 that festival goers are treated to evening concerts, drumming contests, and impromptu performances on the street. And Beth, can you explain what impromptu means?
I sure can. Impromptu is an adjective that describes something that is done without much preparation or planning. Now, of course, these musicians have spent years preparing and practicing this style of tambourine playing. But these impromptu performances aren't planned or scheduled. They just happen.
So these festival goers get to enjoy impromptu street performances, drumming contests, and lots of tambourine playing. But it's more than just a pleasant musical festivity, as we read in our last paragraph. It's also a glimpse or a look into the musical spirit of the people of this region of France.
I know I learned a lot today, and I know all of you listeners and viewers out there did too. But there's still more to learn. It's time to watch today's review skit and then visit the Word Bank and Michelle. So stay with us.
Let's take a glimpse into the musical spirit here.
Okay, but how do we do that?
Let's celebrate the Tambourine Festival!
Hooray! I love tambourines. Tambourines signify freedom and merriment.
That's right.
Hey, I want to be in the tambourine festival too.
But you can't play the tambourine.
Sure I can. It's easy.
It's not that easy. Besides, this tambourine is too small.
Too small?
The tambourines in this festival are over a meter long.
Wow. Well, I'll have to get a bigger one.
Well, can you play the tambourine with one hand and the flute with the other hand?
Oh, that won't be easy.
And stroll through the city making music?
Well, maybe I can't make music, but I can make noise.
But this festival showcases some of the best tambourine performers. I'm sorry, but I don't think you're ready.
Well, I can get ready. I can practice and practice and practice. Oh, I can't wait to get a bigger tambourine.
Oh, no.
Heritage. Certain cities and regions in Ireland have done an excellent job of preserving their cultural heritage. Serenade. On his girlfriend's birthday, Tom serenaded Sally with a love song he had written just for her. Showcase. The annual barbecue festival in Memphis, Tennessee, showcases some of the best barbecue in the world. Impromptu. Because the president is frequently asked to give an impromptu speech, he always carries notes on different topics.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 merrymaking 这个名词。如果把它拆成两个字 ，merry 是指欢乐 ，making 是指制造或产生。所以 merrymaking 是指欢乐、狂欢或者是欢庆的活动。例如 ，the singing, dancing and merrymaking continued until midnight. 歌唱、跳舞及狂欢一直持续到半夜。或者是 the streets of this city were filled with merrymaking after the country won the World Cup. 当这个国家赢得世界杯时，这个城市大街小巷都在庆祝。继续我们看的是 serenade 这个字，注意它的重音在 na 这个音节，念成 serenade。 serenade 当名词是指小夜曲，但是在这里是当动词，意思是指唱或者是演奏小夜曲或者是情歌。例如 The guests in the restaurant were serenaded with love songs played live on the piano. 餐厅里的客人享受着现场钢琴演奏的情歌。或者是The singers were serenading the visitors on the gondola. 歌手们在平底船上对着游客们唱着小夜曲。所以我们看的是 impromptu 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 prompt, 立即的这个形容词。所以 impromptu 是指临时的、即兴的或者是即席的。例如 ,we threw an impromptu dinner party for winning the case. 我们因为拿到了案子,临时办了一个晚餐的派对。或者是 the CEO gave an impromptu speech during the meeting. 总裁在会议中发表了一段即席的讲话。And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stay tuned.
Thanks, Michelle. Well, everyone, we hope you enjoyed today's article. Let's give you some review questions to see how much you remember from today's lesson. Here you go. In what year did the people of Ajan province hold the first tambourine festival? A. 1982, B, 1992, or C, 2002. I bet Beth remembers this, Beth.
I do. The answer is 1982. For 26 years, they've been having this festival. Here's another question, everyone. What has the tambourine traditionally signified for the French? A, hot springs and relaxation. B, merrymaking and freedom. Or C, royalty and beauty. Do you know, Rachel?
Well, this is a good question, Beth, but the correct answer is letter B, merrymaking and freedom. Now it's time for our musical skit. Take it away, Black Pearl.
The Tambourine Festival of Ajan Province by Pam Osmond. An annual event that celebrates the musical history.A region in France, Tambourine Festival. Just like the ancient Romans who founded the city, visitors of Ajan province are delighted by its natural hot springs. But these days, celebrations that revolve around the city's rich musical heritage are an evenDraw of the many festivals hosted by Ajan province each year. festival of tambourines is one of the most popular. In 1982, the first festival was held to honor this instrument for the French. The tambourine has traditionally signified merrymaking and freedom. The instrument appeared in the parade during French Revolution. These are actually large cylindrical drums serenading locals and tourists alike. You want to know what to expect? Over 300 musicians typically gather for the annual event, and the festival showcases some of the greatest tambourine performers, teachers, and composers in the world. Festival goers are treated to evening concerts, drumming contests, and impromptu performance on the street. Word bank.
Hi. Heritage. Serenade. Showcase. Impromptu. This is the Black Pearl signing off from the classroom, the studio classroom, worldwide.